don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read.
Alright guys, welcome to another Cryptoconomy Quick Read. I have tried to record this about 6 times now. It's interesting, I'm playing with a new microphone setup and trying to record on my computer as opposed to my phone, which has been moderately successful so far. But regardless, I've got a short one today, so that fits my purposes very well. This one is from Coindesk.com, and it's by Annalise Milano, and it's titled, CFTC Moves to Cement Authority Over Crypto Fraud Cases. And let's go ahead and get into it. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission is moving quickly to assert its jurisdiction to police fraud in the cryptocurrency industry. Just 2 days after U.S. Judge Jack B. Weinstein of the Eastern District of New York ruled in favor of the CFTC, affirming its definition of cryptocurrency as a commodity, the regulator gave notice of supplemental legal authority to MyBigCoinPay Incorporated, a crypto services company it charged with fraud and misappropriation of funds in January. Weinstein's ruling was the result of a separate fraud case the CFTC is pursuing against a crypto trading scheme called Cabbage Tech, and its operator, Patrick Carey McDonald. Quoting from that ruling, the notice advises MyBigCoinPay that, quote, virtual currencies fall well within the Commodity Exchange Act's definition of commodities, and the commission, quote, has standing to exercise its enforcement power over fraud related to virtual currencies sold in interstate commerce, end quote. The CFTC, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and the IRS all currently define cryptocurrencies differently and have designated them as commodities, securities, and property, respectively. As for MyBigCoinPay, the commission alleges that the firm and associated parties, Randall Crater and Mark Gillespie, misappropriated more than $6 million from their customers, including by transferring customer funds into their personal accounts and subsequently spending the money on personal expenses and luxury goods. The notice demonstrates that the CFTC's efforts to establish legal precedent are underway and potentially provides insight into how it will continue to regulate the industry. So that was just a short little quick read there. Again, that was from Coindesk.com and by Annalise Milano. Don't forget to check them out. I want to stay on top of these developments as they unfold because there's a lot of shifting going on in the regulatory agencies that are all essentially vying for control over the industry. Like the article pointed out, every agency wants to define it differently, mostly to put it in the context of what it is that they regulate, and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency being such essentially a dynamic thing, it does, in some case, present an argument that it is each one of those things, property, commodity, security, so on and so forth. So the hope is, as we move forward, that there's some clarity brought to the guidelines of how the crypto economy itself should treat these assets. And as these developments unfold, I will try to keep you guys informed. So don't forget to follow me at The Crypto Economy on Twitter. And my podcast feed is at cryptoeconomy.podbean.com. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. This will be all for our Crypto Economy Quick Read for the day. Take it easy.